Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I want to talk about zombie pedestrians. If you go to Discover Dublin's Instagram page, you will see the proposed new crossings. They are being trialled in a couple of areas of Dublin City to tackle distracted pedestrians or smartphone zombies. I mean, literally the red and green man, instead of having to look up and see them across the road on the other side, they light up at feet level on the path because that's how people are walking now. We'd like to hear your thoughts on this. A few weeks ago, says a texter, we saw two smartphone zombies crossing the road in between three big, loud fire brigade lorries. That's from Therese in Cork. Yeah, I mean, if you've got headphones in as well as looking at your phone, the whole world could pass by and you're not going to see it. In regards to zombie walkers, says another, I think new crosswalk alerts are essential, especially now technology is evolving. As a driver, I've noticed more recently an increased number of pedestrians walking and or running in front of drivers going 50 plus kilometres per hour with their heads down on their mobile phones. This is extremely dangerous for both jaywalkers and drivers as quick reactions are needed to avoid collisions. A loud noise or very obvious crossing alert would be great for these zombie walkers to learn to adapt to crossing roads safely. I just can't believe we're having to adapt around this madness. And look, I'm not immune to staring down at my phone and catching up on WhatsApp messages or whatever else I've got going on as I walk up and down the road. But the thoughts that we can't look up for the green man is beyond me. Anne joins us on the line. Anne, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I have to say, when I heard it first, I laughed. I really just think it's madness, but I can understand it because, as you say, they have their headphones on and I don't know how many of them have walked into me, or you see them at bus stops and then they just realise their bus has gone by because they're so engrossed in their own little world. But it is dangerous because they literally, like, they just keep continue walking and they just, like, say, well, there's a crossing here, I'll just walk across. And they don't even know whether it's a red man or a green man. All I'd hope is that if they do this, that they actually see the man down at the bottom of the thing. Because they're so in their own world, they mightn't even see that either. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's like as if they're in their own zone and they don't even know there's people around them. I mean, talking about zombie walkers, there could be a zombie apocalypse and they wouldn't even know what's going on. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's madness, really. And now I have to say, I do go bananas if I've forgotten my phone. But I don't, if I'm going shopping or if I'm even on a train or a bus or anything like that, I actually switch my phone off and I enjoy the travel. Like, I mean, in my 70s now, so it's not my be-all and my end-all. But I've been beside people on trains and Lewis who have the headphones in, thankfully, that I don't have to hear everything they're doing and all that. But they almost miss their stops. Like, they almost forget to get off the Lewis or the bus or whatever because they're so engrossed in what they're doing, you know.
I know. But can you believe we're moving the world around to facilitate that? I mean, maybe we should put in, like, blackout zones so that you lose all signal around pedestrian crossing. So you have to look up rather than putting the green man on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, they have quiet areas on certain trains and they have them on, I know they have them on some of the trains. Like, you can't do that with buses, but there are carriages on trains that are called quiet sections that are great for anybody that has children or autism or anything. They don't like loud noises. And even myself now, sometimes, like, I don't want to hear. And you can't even talk real loud on these, you know, they're a quiet section. But see, they live on their phones. Like, it's 24/7. I mean, eventually, God forgive me, people will be born with a little thing that they can plug in their phone on them. I don't know. It's just phone is life now to people, and that's it.
Yeah. You know? Thanks, Anne.
Sadly.
I want to bring in Colin Baker, Managing Director of Back from the Future Tech Support. Colin, you work in the city centre. You think this is a good idea?
Oh, certainly. Look, adapting technology to social norms and etiquette is something we've done for many years. Obviously, we've got our cars that beep at us if we don't put our seatbelt on. It's one thing saying, well, look, we should behave correctly. Pedestrians should watch out for the dangers on the road and be aware of their environment. There is a school of thought here that, you know, engineering the environment for the misadventure and misbehaviour of us all is we're just facilitating misbehaviour. But on the other side, look, the ultimate goal here is to reduce injury and indeed fatalities as a result of people, as you said, I kind of love the moniker zombie walkers because it describes it perfectly. And I've been guilty of it myself. And talking about that lady saying about, you know, being born with something plugged in, common knowledge, I would plug my brain into the internet if I could. I'm absolutely addicted to my phone. However, it's very important that we facilitate or to some extent engineer the city so that we reduce the risk to these people. Obviously, it's also important to try to improve education on the risks out there and the right way to behave as we walk around the city or cycle around. Ian Mac, I've seen people on their bikes texting away. So look, yeah, there's a lot of misbehaviour, but we do need to adapt the technology. This is just a clever move of moving that pedestrian light into the normal view of the human being walking around the place. So it is a good thing. It's unfortunately born by a misbehaviour, but obviously if it reduces injuries, it's a good thing.
But is there a worry that if you're that engrossed in your phone, you're not even going to see it in the pathway? You're not even going to look away from your phone to the ground to see whether there's a red or green man?
Without doubt, with the phones and our obsession with phones is so incredibly new in history. We're just not built to adapt this quickly. We're not entirely au fait with the long-term effects of this level of obsession and addiction. And other than to be fairly clear on the idea that it's not a good thing, or at least it has very negative consequences, as a society, we do need to start with the education on the risk of this. I know, just talking to a Swedish friend this morning, and phones have now been banned in schools up to 16. So they're not allowed full stop. You know, that's something we're wrangling with in Ireland. There's also a major move, he was telling me, to educate and to almost distract youngsters from phones so that, you know, normal social interaction is encouraged and outdoor adventures and whatnot.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. It is endemic. It is an enormous problem. It's a social contagion and it's something that we need to deal with on so many levels.
Okay,
adapting
Colin, thank you.
Technology is just one of them.
Colin Baker there. One texter says they should have an arm at crossings to give the zombie walkers a slap in the face if they don't watch where they are going. Well, that's something I'd like to see.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.